she invited us, a delegation from ParentStop and also from the Tusla local offices. And then there were a number of local representatives there. Minister Joe McHugh was also there to support her. Obviously, Pat the Cope, the Laois Tean Comhairle, who arranged for the meeting, and Senator Padraig McLaughlin was there. Charlie McConlogue was also there, and Thomas Pringle. And obviously, she complimented the Donegal contingent and their local support for an initiative like this. She complimented the service and the case that we have been making. She chaired a very challenging and detailed questioning for an hour between 4 and 5 yesterday in Leinster House.
Did she ask you what would happen to these families if ParentStop was no longer there?
She did, and she also asked the Tusla delegation, and again, they were very, very supportive. They talked about, and very positive about, the specialist service that has been offered through ParentStop, and how they rely heavily on our team to engage in a lot of collaborative initiatives. So no, she certainly questioned us. It was tough questioning, though, Greg. I won't deny that.
Did she ask about sort of costs and governance and that type of stuff?
Absolutely. She went through a lot of the detail. Now, she didn't have a lot of the numbers there, but then that's at a ministerial level, they don't necessarily.
No, I understand. She's got staff for that, yeah.
She did have two parenting leads responsible there from her department, so they would have responded to a number of those.
So she took the issue very, very seriously. We have to give her credit for that.
She did, and our local representatives were a huge support. I mean, it was really heartening for us to have everybody there around the table while we were making the case for parenting support in County Donegal. There's definitely light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately, as we outlined to the minister, this is at the 11th hour. The charity is still on the road to closure, but we all committed, the board members committed, and the team that work within ParentStop, that work with the families, have all committed to remain involved and to come to the table and to maybe develop a new and better service into 2020.
Okay. There was no talk of a care package or funding just to get things going or keep the doors open. The conversation then was more about, well, what can we change, or what needs to be changed, or what do we put in place to maintain this service properly funded going forward? Is that the kind of feeling you were getting from it?
Absolutely. I mean, they did discuss it in a kind of a two-phase process, so that we would at least, as a group or as a charity, agree and commit to engage in this process. And they were keen for that to happen. And she also asked for her department officials to arrange for a meeting with officials from the Department of Education, and also to try and secure help and justice. So I want to really urge Minister Simon Harris and Minister Charlie Flanagan to consider having their officials at that meeting next week, so that they can iron out how this can actually work.
Did you get a sense that the plan would be that, you know, under the current sort of auspices or the current what is there, ParentStop, that could be the plan going forward? Or, you know, seeing what ParentStop does and saying, actually, you know what we should do is, and we've seen this in other parts of the country, that maybe this is something the department can lead out, or can be led out through Tusla. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, is ParentStop just a fantastic research document of what the government thinks it can itself provide going forward, or do they see ParentStop as a key nucleus of any services going forward? Do I make sense? Sorry.
You do, absolutely. No, I mean, the Tusla representatives were there, highlighted that this is a very very strong and specialist service that that nobody else is currently delivering in County Donegal. There are other models around the country, but they did discuss the possibility of this being, if you could secure it and you could draw on the knowledge of what we've developed over the last 15 years in ParentStop and underpin it and make it stronger and give it a stronger foundation, it could be replicated in every single county. It could be replicated in Charlie Flanagan's Laois Offaly arena. It could be replicated in every county as a solid parenting support service, and she took that on board. She felt that was something possibly down the line, but you need that whole financial and the whole governance thing to be secured before you could ever consider it being transferred to another county or for us as the service provider to be able to support other counties to develop.
I mean, I don't think there's anything that the HSC or TUSIS provides that has the same level of reach, the same type of results for that type of money.
No.
You know where I'm coming from, right?
Absolutely not. Now, it does need more money, and so that will be the hard negotiation.
Yeah, but even if they did fund it, I'm on about with the staff and the infrastructure that's there, you know, I don't think there's anything TUSTA or the HSE are doing that would offer such value for money.
No, absolutely. And TUSTA would have reiterated that yesterday to the minister. And talking to the HSE as well and the leads in this region, they most definitely endorse the service and the provision and are willing to come to that table, the HSE officials. So, you know, it's the best that we can hope for at this stage. And I have to say I'm very optimistic that this could really be a new and better and a more solid service for the parents that we have been supporting for all these years and for the new ones that will come on, because parenting support is not going to go away, and Parent Stop offers that. You know, it's a nice, private, safe, confidential place. There's nothing clinical. There's no stigma attached to it. There's nobody.
And while there's some very specific elements to its work, there's also a comforting informality to what it does as well.
Absolutely. And we can work with parents in a much more efficient and timely way than some of the statutory services, because we're out there, we're on the ground, we're connecting with all of the other services in the community and voluntary sector. You know, we would work with iCare and we would work with the Blue Stack and the wonderful work that they do. And that connection, you know, those relationships have been developed over the years, but that connection can make things happen a lot quicker than the statutory services can make things.
And it's on the ground and it's actually happening, and it's not talking about it, it's not plans, it's not we want to do this, it's actually happening. You know, it's happening every day, and people are working with people. You know, there's no BS around it, if you pardon the expression. It's just it's helping people in the moment. It's not chat and it's not a talking shop. It's hard to imagine then with the strong united support of local representatives, obviously the strong case the likes of you and others made, that this meeting is not going anywhere. Are you slightly more optimistic? And in reality, what are the next stages?
I am more optimistic. I think it is the best that we could hope for at this stage, because, you know, the posts, as I've mentioned to you the last time we spoke, are all being made redundant at the end of this month. So that's just the end of this week. But, you know, we have a skill set and an expertise that has been developed in Parent Stop, and we have a huge commitment. So the team are all behind, you know, if it means a new and improved version, then the team are all behind in bringing the best bits that we have developed in Parent Stop to that table to ensure that parents continue to receive that timely and informal but effective service and support. So yes, Greg, I am optimistic. I have to say it is light at the end of the tunnel. We are all very tired at this particular point. It has been a hard slog, and I prefer us not to be where we are today. But at least if the ministers and the departments are willing to come around the table. So we have Minister McHugh, who is education. We have Minister Zappone, who is children and families. We need Minister Harris, who is health. And we need Minister Flanagan, who is justice. So that all those families that are coming from those different arenas can get the appropriate support.